the On My Mind podcast. I know that what is on our minds can impact those around us and ourselves for good or for bad. Join me, Remy Keen, as I share tips on how to have a better day by changing what is on our minds. I hope you enjoy this episode. Hello, hello, and welcome to the On My Mind podcast. I'm so excited to be back. It is awesome to be with you. Thank you so much for joining me again. And hey, it's season four. We're back. We're back for good. Thank you so much again. I'm so excited to get into the topic today. So what we're going to be talking about is life in general, especially during these times. It's been a time of craziness in our worlds, and absolutely reason to really think about what's going on in our lives and how we can impact it for good. So when we take a step into our world, what do we want to see? What do we want to impact for good? We want to impact everything for good, right? That's right. So I'm here to encourage you. It's hard. It's hard to see what's going on out there and not have our own opinions get in the way of how we should treat other people. It's super easy to think about when you're there just in the moment. It's super easy to think about it from your perspective. It's super easy to put yourself there instead of putting yourself in someone else's shoes or trying to understand what someone else might be experiencing. But that's the most important thing we can do, is to put ourselves into look at what the other person is experiencing. So on this season of the On My Mind podcast, I'm going to do something I haven't done before. I'm going to have conversations with other people, not on every episode. There will be still episodes like this one, how I'm going to just share something with you. However, I'm also going to invite some of my friends and anyone who's interested in to the conversation. I am excited for this because I love hearing what other people think and how they approach their own worlds, their own lives. And I think we can really gain a lot from listening to what other people have to say. So when you go out into your life, do you think about listening to other people? Do you think about what they have to say is valuable? Sometimes that's hard. Sometimes you think you know what's best, and no matter what you do, you're just going to do what you think is best because everyone else just doesn't understand. It's so easy to think that. It's so easy to get a mind about yourself that I'm right, everyone else is wrong, no matter what. But one of the best pieces of advice I've ever received and that I can give to you is always be teachable. Never, ever assume that you know more than every person in the room and that you can't learn anything. Always enter a new conversation with someone or a opportunity to talk with someone or to learn from someone. Always enter it open and willing to learn, willing to listen to that other person. So if we listen to that other person, we're going to much more gain what we need to be a better understanding, have a better understanding of the situation, of the person, of everything that's going on in their minds, because we can't read their minds. Nobody is a mind reader. If you are, please hit me up. I wish I could have that ability. Most people can't read minds, though. It's just part of it. However, if we understand them, if we listen to what they're saying, they're gonna tell us what is on their mind, what is really their point of view, where they're coming from. If we can listen to them and understand where they're coming from, then we can kind of read their mind. We can kind of get into what they're meaning when they say certain things. Yeah, that's rough. Yeah, that's a hard thing to do. It's like, do I really want to understand where this person is coming from? But honestly, if you really think about it, you do want to understand where they're coming from because you want to understand them. You want to understand why they're acting the way they're acting, why they're doing the things they do. And if you listen to what they have to say, even if that does not mean that you have to agree with it, but if you listen to what they have to say, maybe you'll be able to understand where they're coming from so that you can, you know, kind of get to the bottom of that, so that you don't have to think ill of them. Like, it's so easy to misunderstand someone and think that they're like coming against you on purpose, or that they're doing something to harm you on purpose, when in actuality, if we ask people why they're doing something or why they have a certain opinion, we will almost always find out that they're doing it because they think it's best for everyone around them. They're doing it because they think that it's just the best thing that they should be doing for everyone. And that's a noble thing. If you honestly get angry at someone and then you do your best to understand where they're coming from, you might not be as angry anymore because you'll be understanding, because you'll understand where they're coming from and what's going on. So make sure to listen to someone. In the idea of listening, also know your own opinions and know when others are listening to you. If other people aren't hearing what you have to say, ask them, are you interested in what I have to say? Or, you know, ask them, hey, can I have your attention for a few minutes just so we can actually connect on this issue, instead of just you sharing your opinion and I share mine and we really get nowhere? I'd love to be able to gain some ground in our relationship by us telling each other how we feel about this. And if the person, you know, responds to you and lets you know, yeah, I'd love to, then that's a great relationship to have. That's someone you want to speak with, someone you want to talk with, and someone you'll benefit from talking with. However, if the person is like, well, yeah, I guess so, and then they don't even really listen to you, then challenge them. Honestly, ask them, why are you doing that? Why are you only wanting to say what you want to say? Why aren't you open? Ask them more questions. Ask them to open up. Honestly, even pray with them. Ask them, hey, can I pray with you? Because I want us to have a great relationship. And when we're talking, we're talking at each other. We're not really listening to each other. So I want to make sure that both of us grow and gain something from the conversation we're having. Otherwise, the conversation won't be fruitful, and that's ultimately what we want. We want the conversation to go well and to be fruitful, right? So, honestly, this is what I've been dealing with, especially during the times that are going on right now. I want to be a listener. I want to understand where people are coming from. Above anything, I want people to feel heard when I am speaking with them, when I am listening to them. I want them to feel like, wow, that guy actually heard what I was saying. I talk to so many people, and sometimes I don't feel like they're hearing what I'm saying. However, if you find that right person that you do feel listened to, it's so rewarding to hear them say, yeah, I totally agree, or I kind of agree, but maybe I have this opinion, or maybe I have that one. It's cool if they have a differing opinion, but the fact that they can respond to you and that it's an intelligent conversation and that they actually hear where you're coming from is so beneficial to you and to them, because you're actually having an engagement instead of just a conversation where you're talking and you're instructing and you're anything like that. You actually get to listen, hear what they have to say, and grow and gain from it. So honestly, that's why I want to be able to listen to more people. That's why I want everyone here listening or watching to make sure that when you engage with someone that you are actually giving them your attention and giving them your ear, lending your ear, listening to what they have to say, and doing your best to understand where they're coming from. If you can do this, I honestly think your life will be so much better. You will be able to connect with people. You will not feel as lonely. You will feel heard, and you will feel important because you're able to have those types of conversations. So honestly, grow, gain, listen to people's perspectives, even if they're not your perspective. Even if you 100% disagree with them, listen and understand where they're coming from. That honestly, most people want what's best for everyone, even though we might disagree on certain topics or certain situations. We should be able to work together to understand and grow together. Honestly, that is what I had for you today. Again, thank you so much for listening and being a part of the On My Mind podcast. I'm super excited for this new season, and I hope you stick around for all the future episodes and things. If you haven't checked out the On My Mind podcast store lately, it's super cool. If you go to theonmymindpodcast.com, click on store, you'll be taken right to it. And there's a fanny pack on there, which is pretty awesome. I'm going to order one soon. There's a mask on there if you need to wear a mask and you want to tell people about the good stuff, but go check it out. Otherwise, I hope you have a wonderful and blessed day. Thank you. Thanks for listening to the On My Mind podcast. Be sure to visit theonmymindpodcast.com to connect with us and check out our Facebook group to join the conversation. If you love the On My Mind podcast, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give us a review on iTunes. Until next time, have a wonderful and blessed day. Do you want to buy some cool swag and support the On My Mind podcast? You can do that in the link in our description. Check out the store link in our description today.